Today is the second Sunday of Advent. The church learned a long time ago that people need a way to get ready to come close to a mystery like the Incarnation, the mystery we call Christmas. So the church set aside 4 weeks as a season of preparation. On the first Sunday of Advent, we remembered the prophets who pointed the way to Bethlehem. Today, the second Sunday of Advent, we remember the Holy Family. With faith and courage, the Holy Family walks the road to Bethlehem and invites us to walk with them. During Advent, we are all getting ready to welcome Jesus into our lives once more. O Emmanuel, Jesus Christ,
desire of the world, Savior of all peoples, come and dwell with us.
Beloved in Christ, in this season of Advent, let it be our care and delight to prepare our hearts and minds for the mystery of the Incarnation and the coming of our Savior, who was and is to come. Amen. Amen. My friends, this is a very beautiful and special day where we will have the celebration of baptism and confirmation and reception. And you can see that it begins because our opening words of praise are the words that we use for baptism. So I invite you to follow along on your bulletin joyfully. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom now and forever.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's call to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. reading from the letter to the Romans. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father,
for me this morning when I was looking at the news was all about roads. It was all about roads. It wasn't that the causeway was fogged in, though I think the causeway is often fogged in at this time. Is this true? Oh, yes, indeed. I know, and closer in on the Sacramento side of things, the California Marathon is being run, which is great. It goes everywhere, and almost all of it are places where someone like I needs to go. So I can tell you a million ways not to get to one's destination. And yet one can find one's way in the end. In our gospel today, we hear John talking about a road. He quotes Isaiah saying, "Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." And those are wonderful and thrilling words. And in fact, our scripture readings today, particularly our Old Testament, New Testament, it's a rich feast. It is worth keeping your bulletin and looking at these readings later on this evening. They are so good. But this making of a road, you can imagine that in Jesus' time, there were not a lot of big roads, not the way we have them, but there were a few. And those were roads that were made by the emperor. So in the Persian Empire, Darius, the emperor, decided that he wanted some roads made. And so just as Isaiah was saying, roads were made under great effort, and they were straight, and they were leveled out, and they did not tuck around every boulder. It was a straight path. And who do you think rode on those royal roads? Messengers for the conquering emperor, so he could keep better track of what was going on in the distant places. And the other thing that was on those roads? The enemy soldiers. So those imperial roads, they were great, but not so much for the folks who lived by the wayside. They did not necessarily bring good news. And what we hear from Isaiah is that this is a road, this is a royal road, this road brings good news. There are only good things coming down. It is our God who is breathtakingly close, who is walking down that road to us and will meet us. You know, John the Baptist, who we hear a lot in Advent, this second week of Advent, which is one of my favorite seasons, John the Baptist is, he is a hinge, if you will, between the prophets of the Old Testament and the ministry of Jesus in the New Testament. He is a hinge. He witnesses to Christ from his Old Testament place. And we, on the other side of that divide, it used to be B.C. and A.D., now it's before Common Era, after we witness to Christ on our side of that, but we hear about John, and he talks about this road, and we hear not only him referring to the sort of the back part of that road where this all began, but he also points ahead to Jesus. But our readings in Advent also point all the way to the end of this long road. And you wonder about that sometimes. Everyone else is having great Christmas carols. And I have to say, I listen to Christmas carols at home. It's how I prepare my heart. I do that right now. But in our worship, we have that long arc. And I believe that the reason we have that long arc is for reassurance, to say that life has got a purpose. It has got a direction, it has a current, it has a plan and a pattern, and it is a good plan and pattern, even if we have struggles at this time. And that at the end, there is the redemption for all things. And in Isaiah, we hear the description of what that looks like. The things which were strong and had been chopped down rise up again. That natural hazards that used to capture children, right? A child playing over the hole of an asp. They named risks that in Isaiah's time families face, that these hazards will be removed, that there is redemption and healing, and all things shall be made well. That is the end of the road. And what that means for us is that our day-to-day life is not just one thing after another. Because sometimes it feels like that, just one thing after another. But instead, there is a mighty current that is moving us along on this great and holy road. And John spoke to the Sadducees and the Pharisees in his time. They came down with all the other crowds to see what he was doing, to hear what he had to say, and it sounds like they disagreed with him. And John really called them out on that, and he told them that this redemption, this way onto this holy road, it's not achieved by inheritance. It's not a possession that you can hold on to. It's something different. Jesus says it looks like repentance. It looks like repentance being a change at the deepest level of our hearts. The deepest level of our hearts. It looks like change at the heart level. And I was thinking about it. I thought, you know, it's true. Repentance, salvation, you can't hold on to it. It is the process that helps us to live into it. So if you watch the Great British Baking Show, anyone watch? Or its knockoffs? Nobody? Okay, thank you. If you do that, you will see that there are lots and lots of ingredients. And if they do not know how to do the baking, you never get to cake, right? So the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they knew some of the ingredients, but they would not listen to John about how you get there, how you bake that cake. And so they're sort of left with the eggs and the flour. So it is not a possession. Salvation is not an algorithm. It's not a tech utopia. It is, in fact, engaging with the life of Christ. And that is what we celebrate here today with those who are being confirmed and received and being baptized. And that is because the life of Christ is burning brightly in you right now. I've read your letters. I've heard a little bit about your story. And I was thrilled when I did that because I could see the hand of God moving in your lives in a distinct and real way. And I know that if we had a chance to sit down and speak amongst ourselves, we would hear other stories, how God is moving and active. Other stories about how we keep returning to the path again and again. When we gather together and repeat the baptismal covenant, we'll have not only the great structure of our faith, the creed, but we'll also have those questions that follow afterwards. And those questions describe how to bake the cake, how to get onto the road. You know, there is a wonderful preacher, Sproul, and he had some good words from a long time ago. And one of them was about the grace of God, which is given to us, the grace which we receive at baptism, the grace which we receive when we share Holy Communion, when we are gathered together, and when we are serving. That grace of God is an amazing gift, and it is given to us, and we have to participate in some way to receive it. And the example he gave is that air is a gift that is given to everybody. But the only way to receive it is by breathing it in. And that is what our life of faith is in this community together. We breathe in words of Scripture. We breathe out praises to God. We gather in small groups to study and to pray. We are sent out into the world to serve others in the love of Christ. This is the breath of grace moving in and out. This is the pattern that brings us to the holy road of God. And it's not one we walk alone. It's not one we walk alone. We walk it together as a community. And so as a community, we pray for those who are being received. And as a community, we pray with rejoicing for those who are being confirmed. And as a community, we will stand with Crystal as she makes her own vows, because the life of the baptized is a vowed life, her own promises to the God who is promising to be with her as well. So my friends, it sometimes feels like we cannot find that mighty road that Isaiah talked about, and that we're wandering around in the scrub somewhere, but But listen, my friends, because I believe you will discover that the road is right there by your side. And just as Jesus came down to the waters of Jordan and he walked along that road, listen for his footsteps in your life. Listen for the sounds of the pebbles underneath his sandals, because the one who is coming is not a philosophy, not a math problem that is solved, but in fact, it is the very living presence of God, breathtakingly close. It is he who has come. He is announcing the gift, and he is the gift. Amen. My friends, I invite you to open your bulletin to page 4. And I would like to invite the candidates for baptism and confirmation and reception and your friends and family and presenters to come forward. And to the candidates, I would say, if you are a person who desires to kneel when I pray for you, you're welcome to do so. All right. The candidates for holy baptism, come on in. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented.
We present Crystal Gong to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Crystal, do you desire to be baptized?
I do.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
The candidates for confirmation and reception will now be presented.
We present James, Jane, Jamie, Leighton, Pierre, and Sophia for confirmation. We present Deborah, Kimo, Lindsay, May, Martha, and Michael to be received into this communion.
So that I may see you as I ask these important questions. My friends, do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil?
I do.
Do you reaffirm your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do, and with God's grace, I will follow him as my Savior and Lord.
And now this question is to this gathered congregation. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
I invite you to rise and let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the resurrection of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the Apostles' teaching and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord.
I will with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will with God's help.
Then let us now pray for these persons who are to receive the sacrament of new birth and for those who have renewed their commitment to Christ.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you that by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome sin and brought us to yourself, and that by the sealing of your Holy Spirit, you have bound us to your service. Renew in these your servants the covenant you made with them at their baptism. Send them forth in the power of that Spirit to perform the service you set before them, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And I invite our congregation, you may be seated at this time as we offer up our prayers for the confirmants. Defend, O Lord, your servant Jane with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever, and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more, until she comes to your everlasting kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Sponsors. And if there are sponsors, come stand right here. Come join us. Defend, O Lord, your servant James with your heavenly grace, that James may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until he comes to your everlasting kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Defend, O Lord, your servant Pierre with your heavenly grace, that he may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until he comes to your everlasting kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Leighton with your heavenly grace, that he may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until he comes to your everlasting kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Defend, O Lord, your servant Jamie with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she comes to your everlasting kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Defend, O Lord, your servant Sophia with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she comes to your everlasting kingdom. Amen. Amen. Defend, Lindsay, I recognize you as a member of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we receive you into the fellowship of this communion. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May we recognize you as a member of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we receive you into the fellowship of this communion. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Michael, we recognize you as a member of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we receive you into the fellowship of this communion. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome. Martha, we recognize you as a member of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we receive you into the fellowship of this communion. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Kimo, we recognize you as a member of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we receive you into the fellowship of this communion. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And welcome. Deborah, we recognize you as a member of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we receive you into the fellowship of this communion. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right. Almighty and ever-living God, let your fatherly hand ever be over these your servants. Let your Holy Spirit ever be with them, and so lead them in the knowledge and obedience of your word, that they may serve you in this life and dwell with you in the life to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise for hymn number 296, verses 1 and 2.
Is everyone coming out who wants to be here in the narthex for the baptism? Please come in and gather around. We want that presence of the body of Christ here to witness and support this sacrament. Come on in, there's all this room. Come push forward. It's okay. Okay, there's still room. I see some way in the back. Marianne, you deserve a place in the front. Come forward, friend. Here we go. Okay. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son, Jesus, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Crystal, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon this, your servant, the forgiveness of sin, and have raised her to the new life of grace. Sustain her, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give her an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gifts of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen.
Amen. Crystal, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism, and you are marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen. And Crystal, receive this representing the light of Christ. Let the light of Christ burn brightly in your heart always. Amen. Amen. And now let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified and proclaim his resurrection and share with us in his eternal priesthood. And before we sing, I think we should clap. Yay! And my friends, we are now gathered together, and we're going to share the peace. But you know, we did not have a chance to, I think, cheer for those who are received and those who are confirmed. Congratulations. And now, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please greet one another.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. I am just very briefly standing in to do the announcements while Pamela gets ready for the next part of the service. If you are visiting today, you picked an awesome Sunday to come check out St. Martin's because we have a very special visitor, our own Bishop Megan Traquair. Let us welcome our bishop back to St. Martin's. We are thrilled that you are here, and one of the things that we do when the bishop comes to visit is we take up a collection for her discretionary fund. You know, the clergy here have discretionary funds, and the bishop has her own discretionary fund so that she can help tend to the needs that only she is aware of. So if you would like to contribute to that, there are three ways that you can do so. First, you can write a check. Just make sure you put in the memo line, Bishop's Discretionary Fund. Second, you may have noticed in your pews a little half sheet with, you guessed it, a QR code. So if you are one who likes to do QR codes, please take a scan and follow the directions. Or you can text EDNC Bishop, I like that, EDNC Bishop, to 73256. So any of those three ways will help, and it would be great if you could do that. Because the bishop is here, we are having an extra special coffee hour and reception, so please join us over in the parish hall after the service for a time of fellowship. Next thing I want to let you know about, you'll be grateful to know, I am not going to read you the entire yellow sheet, but please, please, please do take it home, read, mark, and inwardly digest it, because there is a lot happening. It's Advent, we're getting ready for Christmas, lots of good stuff. Couple of opportunities I want to highlight in the coming week. Next Sunday, December 14th, in addition to our usual two morning services, we will have a 4 p.m. service, Advent Lessons and Carols. It will be spectacular. Our choir has been working very, very hard on a program that will be highlighting music and words from Native American poets and philosophers. So please join us 4 p.m. here at church. I want to let you know about an ongoing Advent fellowship and worship opportunity, a Wednesday night soup supper at, I believe it's Davis Lutheran Church, and our own Reverend Pamela will be doing the meditation this week, so an added reason to come and check that out. Let's see, and then there's, I think, two more things. This will be a shock to you, I know. Christmas is coming. One of the many things that means is that we are looking for donations for our Christmas Flower Fund. So please take a look at the bulletin. It will show you how to make a donation. Know that this year those donations help support the beautiful flowers and greening of the church that we do. And not only for Christmas, but for the rest of the year. And finally, if it's almost Christmas, that means it's almost January, which means it's almost annual meeting time, which means vestry nominations, you guessed it. So if you or someone that you know is interested, feels called to serve on the vestry, you can nominate yourself or somebody else. There are directions about how to do that, but we request that you do that by December 31st so that we know in plenty of time. And if you have questions about what's involved in being on the vestry, you can check with Reverend Pamela or with any current vestry member. And you know what? Their names are always listed in the bulletin. Janet, did I miss anything? Is that it? All right, and Pamela is back, so I'm going to turn it over to you.
It is just a delight, always, to have our bishop here with us. And so it is my honor as the rector here to sort of officially welcome Bishop Megan. To continue to congratulate all of those who received a sacrament or a welcome into the communion this morning. I hope, did you get a chance to talk about the bishop's file? I don't know what I missed.
We did. We did that.
We did, okay. And you know that there's a reception after church, and everyone is welcome to that. I don't know if you all know that yesterday was the feast day for St. Nicholas, who was a real person, and was a bishop. And so it's kind of a special, I think of it as kind of a special bishop's feast day. So it's really exciting that we have our bishop here with us. I don't think you're going to punch anybody. I hope not. And I wanted to present you with a gift. A couple of months ago, you know that we had a funeral reception. We had a funeral here for my father. And some guests, friends of ours, came all the way from Micronesia, from the Marshall Islands, to be here. And they brought presents. And they brought so many presents that we have extra to share. And so this is a handmade necklace. It is pandanus and cowrie shells. And I would like you to have that on behalf of my family and, yes, you may, and the church. Yay.
Beautiful. Pamela, thank you for this, because I know it is connected to your dad and, you know, the whole life of your family, and of course it's also connected to this parish. So I am grateful to receive it for myself, but for the diocese as well. Thank you. Yes, let's do that.
A few of you are here who helped really create this wonderful moment of new life in our church, where we were able to restore and reinforce and clean and make beautiful again our stained glass ceiling window. And so if you were on that committee, would you come forward? I know that Janet and Pierre and Elise, and I know I'm forgetting some important people. Beth. Is Beth here? Beth couldn't be here today. And Gabe. Oh, Beth's online. But Gabe did help with a lot of things, trust me. And so this is the first time since this renovation happened. If you remember this time last year, we were in the parish hall. And so really lots of thanks go to all of our clergy and worship leaders, to Jeffrey and Suzanne and the choir, everybody who made it possible for us to make those transitions and have wonderful services. And all of you were so kind and supportive during that time. But this is the first time since all of that happened that we've had the bishop here, and so we have asked her to dedicate and bless our window.
Thank you. I'm glad to do it. I'm going to invite everybody, if you can, crane your neck up and take a look. You know, the beautiful colors as they are laid out, the bright golds and yellows. I love the warmth of this window, and I love that it looks like the sun, right? And of course, we have below that bright spot of sunlight, the cross, which represents for us the Son of God. So we have the Son and the Son both represented here beautifully from the original conception of this place, and it really is a glorious thing. So I invite you to, I'm going to invite you to, if you do a hand of prayer, right, that is a soft hand. It's not a heart, it's a soft hand. Put up a hand of prayer and praise to God, and we will offer thanks for it. O Lord our God, the whole world is filled with the radiance of your glory. Accept our offering of this newly refurbished window, which we now dedicate to you for the adornment of this place and the inspiration of your people. We give thanks to you, Lord, for the craftsmen and workers who carefully rebuilt all the parts that needed to be strengthened so that it would survive for another generation. We give thanks for those who spent time in organizing so that we could have this restoration. We give thanks for those who gave out of their abundance so that we may have this beauty in this place. We ask that you will bless it, Lord, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and bless we who worship within its light all of our days. We ask this through Christ our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. All right, my friends, I ask you now to walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. Because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, and to make us heirs of everlasting life, that when Christ shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy,
holy and gracious God, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Maker of all. Jesus stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, Almighty God, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in Christ. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through Jesus Christ, our Savior, by Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we now say in the language of our hearts, Padre nuestro, que estás en cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase voluntad,
en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes en la tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y siempre. Amén. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who gathered into one things earthly and things heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.